Okay, so I'm Matthias. I work at PingCap, coding on TidyB. Let's see what. How many knows what TidyB is, by the way? Okay, that's good. I'm going to talk a bit about MySQL Vector as well as the AI. What's all the buzz around that? How does it work? So there's a lot of abbreviations and words and so on. LLM, RAG, AI, Vector. How does all this connect? What can you get out of that? How does it work in MySQL and other MySQL compatible databases? So the first part is just the AI part, more or less, and the second part will be MySQL focused. So we do have this LLM, we have semantic search, vector embeddings, vector search, RAG. So what is all this about? How can you actually use it? What can you make use of this? So let's start with just the large language model, the LLM. So it's AI, generative AI. It's a statistic model, more or less. It's trained on massive amounts of data. It works, it takes some input and generates output. So that's where the generative AI comes from. Once it's trained, it's not up to date. So it's a static model, more or less, once released. It may miss specific content because it's trained on specific data, but it also would never have access to your own content. For example, you might have an internal database or an internal knowledge base or something like that, that the LLM has no context, that it's not aware of that. And it will also generate an answer even if it's not trained on that, so it might start hallucinating. So you knew what TidyB is. Here I downloaded and installed Ollama, and I run the smallest DeepSeek version. I think most of you have heard of DeepSeek the last week, basically. And I asked, what is TidyB? And it starts quite good. It's a modern, then in-memory database, blah, blah, blah. PyMongo, Mongo library. No, that's not actually what it is. So let's go up a bit in the model size. So